Hey, Yael, I'd like for you to help me with a demonstration.
I'm not so sure about this.
Oh, come on, there's no danger. I just want you to smell a couple of things.
Now I am worried. The last time you asked me to smell something, it just about knocked me out.
What harm can come from sniffing a lemon and a strawberry?
Normally, I'd think none. But considering the practical joker source...
Good grief. I'll smell them first to show you there's no danger.
Okay, but if it explodes in my face...
Fine. First, sniff this lemon while looking at this yellow sheet of paper.
What does the paper have to do with it?
I'll tell you in a minute.
It smells very lemony.
Good. Now smell this strawberry while looking at this brown paper.
It smells like a strawberry, but not as yummy as it looks.
Great. This is just what happened in an experiment in which researchers measured brain activity of volunteers in a study that associated smells and colors. If the color the subjects were looking at matched the color of the object being smelled, the odor was more intense.
That is kind of cool. But if you'll pardon me for being cynical, so what?
Well, for one thing, if you want your lemon pie to smell nice and lemony, make sure it's yellow and not brown.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.